Welcome to the Soulful Purpose Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping women discover and pursue their purpose. Join us as we share tips on overcoming limiting beliefs and empower you to reach your full potential and start living the life you were created for. Now, please welcome your host, LaWanda Hill.
All right. I just want to share something that was really on my heart. And this is my first live broadcast, well, Facebook Live anyways. I've done webinars and all of that. I've done that before. But this is the first time I'm doing Facebook Live. My name is LaWanda Hill. And I just want to share some things that were on my heart. Some things that I have really been wanting to share and some things that I myself had experienced. Oftentimes when you are in business or when you are self-employed, even on your job, but seeking jobs and careers or going to new levels in life and business, career or anything, it can be challenged. Not only that, sometimes we just, or even though we are equipped, sometimes it just does not feel like we are equipped or we are fit for the next level. And fear tries to sneak in. And that is one of the things that I have had the opportunity. And when I say opportunity, that is exactly what it is. I've had the opportunity to experience because, of course, recently in the month of August, we experienced I won't even call it a tragedy. We experienced a flood. We got waters. We had to gut out our building in the ministry. We had to gut out up to 4 feet in some rooms, and in other rooms, we had to go all the way up the wall and then tear everything down. And not only that, with that being said, even though we were not responsible for what happened, what occurred, we were having problems with getting assistance to rebuild and to renovate and all of that, even with having insurance. The thing is that we didn't have flood insurance because we were not required to have flood insurance in the area that we were in. And so dealing with that, getting overwhelmed, experiencing all of the no's, all of the rejection, we still had to remain focused and really and truly not give up, not throwing in a towel, not, you know, just losing it really, and just trust God. And so the thing is this, at one point, I began to experience that a sense of, I call it fear. Even though I never gave up, even though every day I went to the building, every day I did what I needed to do, I felt like, okay, so we're not going to get this, we're not going to get that, we're not going to get this. So, you know, the fear of not being able to go back into the swing of things the way we were doing at first and as quick as I would like it to. And sometimes I need you to understand, I don't care how much. There are times when things can become so overwhelming. I don't care how much you quotes motivational quotes, positive quotes. Sometimes there are times when you will still experience fear. It happens. But this is what I've learned, and this is experience. And I can share with this with you because it was something that I learned, that even when you are afraid, do it afraid. Do it anyway. Do it afraid. Even when it looks like you're going to keep getting no's, still apply. Don't give up. Don't throw in a towel. Apply anyway. Because what I find out sometimes is that sometimes when doors close, those doors are supposed to be closed. They're not supposed to be open for you. They're supposed to be closed. The door that is assigned to be open to you and for you will open. The reason why some doors are closed is because they don't have everything you need. When you come up and it's time for you to get what you need, it will come. The thing is this, we do have to remain positive. we do have to remain positive. And I have five things I would like to share with you that I use for myself and that really and truly helped me. And so this is what I learned about fear in my walk with life, is that sometimes fear is one of those things that it's hard to get out of, but it is absolutely possible. And this is what I learned. When you begin to take steps, you realize that doors will begin to open and things will begin to flow when you are headed in the right direction, when you are going in the right direction. Things will really and truly begin to flow for you. So the five things that I would like to share with you is, first of all, consider the source. Where is that fear coming from? Is it you, or is it the two-headed monster? Where is that fear coming from? Is it something that we gained in our past because of not having the things that we needed? Where is it coming from? We have to understand, what is the source of the fear that we are experiencing? Have you been dwelling on difficulties and instead of opportunities? Have you been listening to those that are the cynics, the naysayers? Have you been listening to people who are negative and not positive? Where is it coming from? And so when you find out the source of it, then you can remove yourself from the situation and surround yourself with people who are positive, who can encourage you, who can inspire you, who can motivate you, and who can lead you in the direction that you need to go in. So that's number one. Consider the source. Find out where is it coming from. And then number two, I want you to just write down, do a checklist and take notes of the things that you have accomplished in life. The things that you have accomplished that you thought were impossible, and because you made a decision to move forward anyway and to go with it anyway, you were able to accomplish it. What is it that you've accomplished? What is it that you have? Did you pass the course? Did you pass the class? Did you get the diploma? Did you get the degree? What is it that you have passed? What is it that you have accomplished? What is it that you have succeeded in thus far in your life? Make a checklist. And I want you to realize that if you accomplished that, if you succeeded in that, then you can too succeed in this. So that's number two. Make a note of the things that you have accomplished in life. Make a note of it. And what you'll realize is this will begin to empower you to move on and to leave the fear behind. So make a note of that. And then number three, what talents and skills do you have? What are your skills? What are your talents? What is it that you do well? Because sometimes fear often tells us that we don't do what it takes, or we don't have what it takes. And it shows us when we recognize what it takes, when we take an account of the skills and our abilities and our talents, and when we really look at what it is that we have accomplished and the things that you've done well and the things that you've helped others in, and you really did a good job in it, that reminds you that, yeah, I do have what it takes and I am good at this. Not only that, I'm better than most. So take an account of your skills and talents. Take an account of the things that people have told you are really good at that. And when you do that, that gives you the inspiration that you need to move forward. That gives you the inspiration you need to leap over fear and to go forward and to look at fear and just tell it bye-bye. And so once you've taken stock of your talents and your skills, then what I want you to understand is this: never, ever, ever underestimate the power of prayer. What I know is that prayer does not change some things. Prayer changes everything. Now, here is the thing that a lot of people get twisted. A lot of times we think that prayer will change the situation all the time, and that is not necessarily true. A lot of times, sometimes prayer will change your outlook, which will in turn change the situation, because what it will do is it will change your perspective on the situation. So understand that. And so when you really and truly understand that praying about the situation will really and truly change, if not changing the situation itself, then it will change your outlook. Either way, that is a positive. Either way, that is great. Either way, that is awesome. But what it'll also do, it will alleviate the fear you have considering that circumstance or that situation. And number five, I want you to always, always, always remember this, that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. It is not even real. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. It is not real. And sometimes you will face situations that will seem impossible. Have you ever been in a situation and you could not for the life of you understand or come up with how you were going to get out of this or how you were going to make it through this or how you were going to overcome this? And you were worried and you were anxious considering the situation, but for some reason, some way, somehow, without you even really thinking about it, you ended up not only out of the situation, but you really and truly looked back and realized that the situation was not as bad as you thought it was. And I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you today because many of us are faced with some decisions that will help us move forward in life, some decisions that will help us to accomplish the goals that we've established, the goals that we've set, to really and truly become an asset to our community, to our society, to the people that we serve. And sometimes that can become a challenge. And sometimes when we are faced with new ideas, when we have great ideas, great things to become the people that we were purposed to be, sometimes that can be a little scary. But this is what I've learned. If it is too hard for you, it's just right for God. We can't expect to walk in greatness. We can't expect to experience greatness and not be willing to tackle things that are bigger than us, to move forward or to approach things that are bigger than us. We have to be willing to really and truly approach things that are bigger than us if we want to experience greatness. And so today, I just feel like somebody needed to be encouraged and somebody just needed to hear that you can do it. You can do it. You have this. You were built for this. You were made for this. You were created for it. And if you have the skills, you have the talent, you have the gifts that gives you, offer you the ability to accomplish the task, then go for it. Go for it. Do it. And even if you are afraid, you have to do it afraid. You have to do it afraid. Because believe it or not, it is not as bad as we think it is. And sometimes just doing it that one time will help us to be able to continue to move forward. It'll move the stumbling blocks. It'll move the things that are hindering us. So that's my challenge for you today. Leap over fear. Jump over fear. Conquer fear. Face fear eye to eye and let it know that you are stronger, you are wiser, you are better, you are greater, and you were made for this. And so that's what I want to share with you. And I pray that in some way, somehow, you were encouraged, you were inspired to go to your next level, to take some action, to take the steps that are required for you to experience greatness on the level that you deserve. My name is LaWanda Hill, and I want to thank you for taking out time to just listening. And I want you to know that you are amazing and that there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. God bless you. God keep you.
Thanks for listening. This was the Soulful Purpose Podcast with LaWanda Hill. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback. Until next time, remember, you've got this, girl.